hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. What are we doing here on a Christmas Eve? Actually, we're, Mr. Producer, this is your last show of the day, right? Okay, yeah, we are closing. Robbie, you're not going to be on the air next hour?
Yes, good news.
Ah, so this isn't your last show. I'm talking to the producer here. What? I'm sorry, I cannot hear. Where, you're out of here at 6? Maybe not.
No. He can go.
Yeah, he can go. Who's gonna produce your show?
I think it'll be one of those best of shows.
Oh, so you're doing a rebroadcast?
Yes.
Well, I was just okay.
Good. Got to be friendly to the employees on Christmas Eve, Mr. Stanton.
Bah humbug. Bah humbug. Hey, Robbie, it's been an interesting year, my friend.
More ways than one.
Boy, I'm telling you, I can't count the gray hairs. There's no sense in counting the gray hairs. I might as well count the ones that are colored. But things are definitely going to pick up next year. The people I've been speaking to, we're going to need, by the way, we're going to need more brokers for Republic Trading Group. So the people out there that you know and trust, I need their resumes. Because we're taking Republic Trading Group nationwide. We're going to do a standalone business that we're going to be in the... We're going to be in their face. We're going to be on the radar screen as the true, honest gold and silver house out there with not raping people at 30, 40%. No deal over 10%, and I don't even give a hoot if it's collectibles out there. So if you've got a happy little wish list, Mr. Noel, just add to that, and they may be working for us next year.
Well, yeah, I'm optimistic about next year. I mean, optimistic in we are going to meet many challenges that heretofore those challenges haven't been met. The truth hasn't got out, and because of circumstances, people will be forced to deal with the true reality, And there's no question, forget about the war in Iraq, war on terror and all these other things. People are going to be consumed with the financial calamity that we are going to be facing. And that's going to dominate everything.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, on the issue of Ron Paul, Robbie, I don't think the Republicans are going to nominate this guy.
They'll do everything in their power to unseat him.
Absolutely. And which means that Mr. Paul would have to run independent. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind seeing Ron Paul faced off against the handpicked choice, probably Hillary for the Democrats. And more than likely, it's going to be a toss-up. It's not going to be Huckleberry from Arkansas. It sure as heck isn't going to be John McCain. So take your pick. The prettier 60-year-old Mitt Romney. Or the guy that looks like, what was that movie, Nostra Fufu, or whatever it was? Yeah.
I mean, yes, we're going to get a president that likes to wear women's clothes. Oh, yippee.
No, not if Ron Paul's in there as an independent.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Yeah. Hey, can you hang on a few more minutes?
Sure.
All righty. Folks, we'll take the break here. You want to call us in on this Christmas Eve? It's already Christmas Eve on East Coast. We're under sunny skies here in central Texas, and it's about 62 degrees out there. I can't stand looking at plastic snowmen. It just breaks my heart. This time of year, I miss Michigan. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, we're breaking all sorts of ground on this network. Did you hear that ad? Finally, we got an ad up on the air about Energy Swap. 9.9 something or other per kilowatt hour. Yeah, it's just available for New York residents and Texas residents, but it's going to be coming to a state near you. We're going to be rolling out a whole lot of first-time programs, folks, so stay tuned to this network. I guarantee you there's going to, you and millions more will hear about us next year. Robbie, the stock market today was kind of flat. Well, most of the traders, they're drunk by 12 noon Central Time anyhow, and the market was only open till 1 o'clock. So there wasn't a whole lot of trading. But one of the things they were talking about is the bailout you mentioned earlier. But I don't know, maybe somebody doesn't read the news up there before they get up there and start talking about this bullish economy that we have. So the Chrysler CEO said a couple of days ago at a meeting, he says, we're operationally bankrupt. Automakers scrambling to sell assets just months after the private equity buyout as the credit crunch deepens. Now, keep in mind what Chrysler did here, folks. They split off. Cerebus Capital Management came in, bought Chrysler off of Daimler-Benz. And one of the things that Cerebus also did was went and bought GMAC. Now, that was General Motors Financial Services. They came in and bought that for about $12 billion. But he turns around and he says, and this is in the Wall Street Journal. He was quoted the Chrysler boss, Robert Nardelli. Somebody asked me, the story goes, are we bankrupt? Well, his response, he was telling employees in a meeting earlier this month, technically, no. Operationally, yes. The only thing that keeps us from going into bankruptcy is the $10 billion investors had trusted with us. And don't blink, those investors may be pulling their money here fairly shortly. But they're out there, they're going to be selling off all sorts of things. They're selling over $1 billion in land that they own, old factories, other holdings, even if they have to let those property go for under book value. They are downsizing rapidly because they see what's coming next year.
Look, Wall Street's developed this unique talent of turning bad news into good news.
Mm.
I mean, you know, the old story was a company announces a huge round of layoffs and the stock price goes up. And that's the current mentality on Wall Street. I mean, today was no different. The announcement of injection of funds from a Singapore entity is equivalent pretty much to the same size injection that Citibank got. And rather than viewing this as bad news or showing you the financial straits that Merrill Lynch is in, it is sold as good news, as foreign investors seeing great opportunity in American financials, and it's the reason why the Dow closed up 98 points today, just purely on that speculation alone.
Yeah, but evidently they don't read the real stories out there.
Oh, sure they don't. I mean, all you got to do is watch Maria Bartiromo on any given day, or Larry Kudlow, Goldilocks economy theorist. And sure, I mean, everything is being discounted. And the latest spin is, because obviously they're preparing the street for obviously the bad retail sales that are going to come out next week, the initial readings. Now they're saying that because of gift cards, we can't really take the week December sales into consideration because of the popularity of gift cards, and we'll have to wait until the end of January to see the impact of the gift cards because everybody will be running back to the stores to spend their gift cards.
Well, and you better make it quick because a lot of these retailers already have their stuff marked down at 50-75%. So for those people going back to exchange to get other items, or if there's something on that store shelf that might have caught your eye, with all those gift cards out there floating around, you'd better plan on being in line at your store Wednesday morning, real early. Real early.
Look, I like gift cards. I use them. I think, you know, I'd rather give someone a gift. Like there's a bunch of kids. A friend of mine has got a bunch of kids. And so I give them gift cards to Best Buy.
Yeah.
You know, rather than trying to figure out what a 13-year-old really wants. As a gift card kid, go and knock yourself out.
There you go. Robbie, I appreciate you coming on the program today, my friend.
My pleasure, Mr. Stadtmiller.
And I will wish you a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be back with us live on Wednesday, correct?
That will be correct, sir.
All righty. Robbie, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton.
You've stuck with us through thick and thin. And, folks, very glad to have him on board, not only as a talk show host on this network, but one of the chief traders for Republic Trading Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. All right. Hillary Clinton, I want to do this the other day since I have some free time here. Kerry Roberts, this guy's older than dirt. He's been around for a long time, and he writes with News with Views. And I found this particularly interesting because this gives you a peek into the history past of Miss Hillary Clinton. And, it amazes me. My wife and I were talking the other day. She says, what is the appeal of Hillary Clinton? I said she appeals to the Bill Clinton supporters that are out there, that Bill couldn't do any wrong, even though he was messing around on his wife. That was no big deal because she was messing around on Bill. But Bill liked women. Well, so did Hillary. So that really wasn't a threat to the marriage per se, because he didn't have to worry about a strange man being in his bed. Maybe another woman, but not a man. At any rate, she is a cultural Marxist. And Carrie Roberts wrote that when Hillary Rodham arrived at Yale Law School in the fall of 69, the long-awaited revolution seemed to be at hand. Students declared a liberated zone on the main quadrangle, or erected tents for endless teach-ins. The university was forced to adopt pass-fail grading. And the pungent scent of sweet-smelling marijuana was redolent in the autumn air. Within months of her arrival, Hillary signed on to the board of editors of the newly established Yale Review of Law and Social Action. The review's purpose was to present forms of legal scholarship and journalism which focus on pragmatic solutions to social problems. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, the cover photo of this first issue depicted police brandishing weapons to illustrate on an article on university and the police, force and freedom on campus. One of Hillary's closest faculty mentors was Thomas I. Emerson, a constitutional scholar affectionately known as Tommy the Commie. It was in his class that Hillary first laid eyes on a bearded William Jefferson Clinton. She sported Gloria Steinem glasses and a broad, straight, long hair. The former Goldwater girl had turned iconic hippie. That spring, Rodham signed up for Emerson's Civil Liberties class, noted Carl Bernstein in A Woman in Charge. The course entailed monitoring the local trial of Black Panther Bobby Seale, who had allegedly murdered a former Panther-turned-police informant. Hillary was so charged with scheduling the student watchdogs so every minute of the trial would be scrutinized. After all, who could trust white man's justice? Well, a subsequent edition of the Review of Law and Social Action was devoted to the Black Panther trial. The issue featured drawings of policemen depicted as decapitated and eviscerated pigs. By now, Hillary had been promoted to associate editor of the magazine. Interesting note, Hillary's personal involvement with the Black Panther trial on the Review of Law and Social Action is never mentioned in her autobiography. Barbara Olson, writing in the final days, reveals how Hillary studied the Critical Legal Studies School unabashedly Marxist. Critical Legal Study uses a deconstructionist model to subvert the law and engineer social transformation. During this time, Rodham met Marion Wright Elderman of the Children's Defense Fund, who soon became Hillary's confidant. And speculation? Well, could be other things. Now, Hillary spent the summer of 1970 in Washington, D.C., working at her side. Elderman would later admit to the truth of her duplicitous agenda, quoting, "I got the idea that children might be a very effective way to broaden the base for change." Beginning her second year at Yale, Hillary devoted herself to the cause of abused and neglected children. Once helping a local hospital develop legal proceedings to deal with suspected child abuse, another time she helped represent a foster mother adopt her two-year-old ward. Those experiences led Rodham to publish Children Under the Law. In a Harvard Educational Review, that article ridiculed the antiquated notion that families should be seen as private, non-political units, making the over-the-top comparison that, along with the family, past and present examples of such dependency arrangements include marriage, slavery, and the Indian reservation system. Rodham argued for the need to remodel the family and grant children a legal right to sue their parents. Yes, new family values, according to Hillary. Now, the summer of 71, Hillary traveled to California to work at the Oakland law office of Robert Truhoft, described by the New York Times as a radical law firm that specialized in fighting every kind of discrimination and social injustice. Truhoft was a former member of the Communist Party, USA, leaving the party only after Khrushchev's revelations about Stalin's massacres. Truhoff later confided that Hillary certainly was in sympathy with all the left causes. More on Dear Hillary, the person that you know. They're not going to put Obama up there, folks. Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democrats' choice. Just want you to know who this cast iron person is. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And to repeat, yes, what? My wife is in here bugging me. What do you got in your hand? Let me see what you got here.
I picked that up for you, so you won't have to do it later.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Thank you. All right. At any rate, sorry about that, folks. Truhaft, as I said before the break, was a former member of the Communist Party, USA. Now, the following summer, Hillary found herself working for George McGovern's presidential campaign in Texas. McGovern, the anti-war candidate, had earlier headed the Democrat commission that mandated quotas for women and blacks in state delegations. Now, by the end of her stint at Yale, friend Sarah Earlman described Hillary's politics as liberal, ideological. Representative Dick Armey was more candid. Her thoughts sound a lot like Karl Marx. She hangs around with a lot of Marxists. All of her friends are Marxists. Arthur Barbara Olson put it this way. Hillary was a budding Leninist, Menshevik, Bolshevik, Trotskyite. What really mattered to Lenin, and what Saul Alinsky taught Hillary to value was power. Now, pinch yourself. This is the same Hillary Rodham Clinton, who is now serving as the honorable senator from New York, who aspires to the United States presidency and who seeks to remodel our families to conform to a socialist utopia. That's your Hillary Rodham Clinton. You know why she didn't get really upset and divorce her husband? Because he was catting around? Well, Bill loved women. Well, so does Hillary. What threat? Now, you think about this, folks. What threat in a marriage if your wife is sleeping with another woman? I mean, that doesn't exactly impinge on the male ego now, does it? But there she is. And you know what? It just cracks me up to watch people that just absolutely fawn over her. And I'm thinking to myself, what are these, transplanted people from Russia or something? You know, this is America. Do you understand the ideological base here for America? If you did, you would not be voting, or you wouldn't even be thinking about Hillary Clinton. But that's how unplugged and stupid you really are. It's the same old stuff, just repackaged. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know what? There's a lot of stupid people. There is a lot of stupid people out there. By the way, if you want to know what Huckleberry, and that's what I'm calling, I'm not even dignifying this guy with using his correct name, Huckabee. He's calling Mr. Hagee, you know, our fat little rotund one down here in San Antonio, a great Christian leader. Now, what does that tell you? Is anybody out there listening? Since we're at Christmas time here, you know, the day of Christ, I am just simply amazed. This comes from Newsmax, and I don't doubt that it does. Rising Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee risked his standing with Catholic voters on Sunday by courting his evangelical base at the church of the controversial preacher accused of disparaging Catholics. There are a few remnants of the anti-Catholicism among evangelical Christians in the South, but the two sides have found much more common political ground over the past three decades in their strident opposition to abortion and gay marriage. But the visit to Cornerstone, Pastor John Hagee's imposing megachurch in the Texas city of San Antonio, was fraught with political perils for Huckabee given his efforts to woo conservative Catholics. Huckabee, a folksy former Arkansas governor and former Baptist preacher, has had a meteoric rise in opinion polls in the last couple of weeks, largely because he is connected with the Republican Party's influential evangelical wing. Now, this puts him in serious contention with less than 2 weeks before the January 3rd nomination battle in Iowa. Religion plays a big role in politics in the United States, where levels of belief and church attendance are much higher than in Europe. Evangelicals number around 60 million in a country of 300 million. By the way, 40 million of those 300 million are the illegals that are thinking about picking up and packing and going back home. At any rate, he's backing this guy. You know, I visited John Hagee's church. I actually shook the guy's hand. Cornerstone Church down in San Antonio. And I'll tell you what, he is a strident Israeli backer. He is well in the camp and entrenched. And he has came out recently against Christians. Well, how do you figure that? Well, Hesham Talawi wrote an article, and it's on how bad is the Zionist influence in America? And I'm with Ahmadinejad has said it, but that equated to, well, he's anti-Semitic. No, he's with a lot of Americans and even A lot of Jews in this country, they're anti-Zionists. Does that make them self-hating Jews if they hate Zionists? Well, only in their book. To me, it makes them thinking people.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
How bad is the Zionist influence in America? Well, obviously, Hashem did not go to John Hagee's church. 30 years ago, I was told the liberation of Palestine must go through Washington. I understood that to mean that Washington has a say-so in what has happened and what is happening to the Palestinians. I was wrong. Washington turned out to be an Israeli-occupied space, just like Palestine. I spent the last 27 years trying to explain to the American public that Palestinians are not the bad guys, only to find out that they, the Americans, were in worse shape than the Palestinians. At least the Palestinians knew who the enemy was. They could see him. He's the one with the big bad gun and the big cat, and in reference to the caterpillar folks that likes to mow over people's houses, and wearing the Star of David. The Palestinians and the Americans share the same enemy, the Zionist agenda. Palestinians are wasting their time in approaching issues dealing with Zionism. For decades, unintentionally, they made fighting Zionism an Arab exclusivity. For years, we visited churches and spoke at universities, showed films and documentaries, demonstrated in various American cities, and formed organizations. We always thought about what is good for Palestine and the Arabs, and neglected, not by design, what is good for America. In Palestine, they are visible now. In America, they used to be hidden, just like they were in Palestine. And when they became strong enough, they took over the country, just like they did in Palestine. This is precisely the case today with regards to the Jewish supremacist agenda, wherein those who are the operatives have become so confident in their success that they no longer go to the painstaking lengths that they used to in insulating themselves from the light of day. Mark Glenn, in his book, No Beauty in the Beast, to me, the fight is not in Palestine, but right here in America. It's a fight between good and evil, a fight to keep the principles of freedom and democracy. Hashem, don't ever use that term again. I'll have to chew him out over that one. We as immigrants were attracted to and our forefathers fought and died for. It's a fight to keep America free and clear of any single entity's control. It's a fight for information and knowledge that the Constitution granted as a right. Well, it just recognized them. We have already had the rights. The Constitution was written not for us folks, but for the politicians. That was supposed to be their Bible. But they threw that out with the baby, the bathwater, the freedom, everything else. Now, don't think you Muslims and Arabs are the only one in this fight. As a matter of fact, you are yet to enter this fight. You've been fighting for your own communities, issues, and neglected America. There are thousands, if not millions, of ordinary, whatever that means, Americans who would like to see the Zionist influence in America diminish. Once that happens, solving your problems here and there and everywhere will be a matter of choice. So how bad is the Zionist influence in America? Well, consider this. The Jewish population of America is about 5 million people, which a little over 1% of the total population, and keep in mind that not all Jews are Zionist. Many Jews are also anti-Zionists. We end up with a percentage of less than one who actually control the government, the media, and the financial aspects of America. Let's take a look at where some, or a few of these people are. Paul Dundas Wolfowitz, not long ago, was the Deputy Secretary, Department of Defense, and now President of the World Bank. Richard Perle, Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy. Ari Fleischer was the White House Press Secretary and a Director of World Jewish Congress. Josh Bolton, Deputy Chief of Staff. Ken Mellman, White House Political Director. Jay Lefkowitz, Deputy Assistant to the President and Director of Domestic Policy Council. Daniel Fried, Special Assistant to the President and Senior Director for European and Eurasian Affairs. David Frum, speechwriter, wrote the Axis of Evil speech. Brad Blakeman, White House Director of Scheduling. He decides who sees Bush and who doesn't. Dov Zakheim, Undersecretary of Defense, decides where the money goes. He's the controller. Oh, Scooter Libby, Chief of Staff to the Vice President, should be tried for treason for exposing Valerie Plame, but you know they're not going to do that. Elliot Abrams, an Israeli, now Director of the National Security Council's Office for Near East Affairs. That's the office overseeing the U.S. Middle East policy, by the way. And I just call it simply the roadmap to peace, according to Israel. Abrams' appointment is viewed as a gift from heaven for Israel. Douglas Faith, or Fife, whichever you prefer, an Israeli, was Under Secretary of Defense for Policy and was responsible for making up the big lies about Iraq buying uranium from Africa. Very close to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security Secretary, Alan Greenspan, Federal Reserve Chairman, a private firm that controls all financial aspects of the country, and many, many more. Now, you can see some of them in this partial list. Add to that most ambassadors to Europe and to countries that count, plus most advisors on the National Security Council and other sensitive government positions. This gang and others were the ones who conned America into going to war against Iraq for Israel. Senator William Fulbright of Arkansas, who served until 1975, said, "Israel controls the United States Senate. Around 80% are completely in support of Israel. What Israel wants, it gets. Jewish influence in the House of Representatives is even greater. This was back in the 70s. Now they wield partial to total control over 95 senators and all 435 members of the House, except maybe 23. Listen to Admiral Thomas Moore, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He says, I've never seen a president, I don't care who he is, stand up to them. They always get what they want. If the American people understood what a grip these people have and what they have got on our government, they would rise up in arms. Paul Finley, a U.S. congressman for 22 years, noted on the subject that, and this quoting him, Israel is able to stifle free speech, control our Congress, and even dictate our foreign policy. Now, I would conclude by saying that Zionists in America now are in the same position they were back in 1948. In Palestine, where they were in total control of the land, but not the people. They were not interested in the people, they just wanted the land. In the case of America, they are in total control of its people and resources. They are not interested in the land, they just want the people to fight wars and the people's money to finance their ambitions. You know, folks, World War One, Part Two, I'll get it out. I'm thinking about a natural turkey that's baking in the oven right now and some spiral ham. And I am going to pig down in about 19 minutes. At any rate, I haven't eaten a thing all day. I've been waiting for this all day. At any rate, folks, serious business. Who controls the media in this country? Who controls the money? Who controls what you see and you hear? That's right. And I make no apologies for this, because it is what it is. I'm not making this stuff up. And NKUSA, the NutriCardi organization, go to their website. Take a look at it. These are the Torah-believing Jews, well, not the Talmudists out there, but the Torah-believing Jews, that don't seek to control the politics in this country, that don't seek to garner money for support for Israel. Oh, poor Israel. Oh, my goodness. They're over there in the Middle East, and they're just, oh, their security is such an issue. Yeah. If they quit robbing, raping, and killing people, maybe their security would not be an issue. Maybe if they made friends with people over in the Middle East, maybe they wouldn't feel so threatened. But in actuality, folks, and I'm hearing this, and I'm going to verify this, with the nuclear aspect, Israel has just basically signed on with an agreement, and they're part and parcel of the national defense on a nuclear note. I'll give you more information as that becomes available. But rumor has it, folks, that Israel is going to go after Iran. Seeing how the president has lost all support in this country. And you might ask the question, well, if the Zionists control that much of the Senate and Congress, John, what are you talking about? They're still politicians, folks. They're still thinking about the next election cycle. They're still thinking about what they can do for their own selves. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Good evening, Don.
How you doing?
Good.
I just called to wish you a Merry Christmas, you, Sandy, and the whole crew.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
And let you know that all that snow that you're missing, I'm getting, and I will try to enjoy it for you as best I can.
Well, I appreciate that. Don't shovel it and don't get a heart attack over it.
Oh, I won't shovel it. What I'll do is I'll go out and I'll take the cats and I'll use them as snowballs and I'll throw them around.
Oh, now, be careful now, because we've got a lot of feline lovers out there.
These cats would kill me if I even throw them out in the snow. I've got a Siamese queen who gave the Immaculate Conception to a black Persian. And you can only figure it out from there, because I don't understand it, but they're hell on wheels. And At any rate, we're going to enjoy the snow here because they like to go chasing the quail up in the pine trees. So.
All right. Well, enjoy the weather out there. I mean, I wished I was sitting in snow right now, but
we're getting it.
Okay. Well, I'll enjoy it from afar. How's that now?
You're going to have a nice feast anyway, so enjoy that.
All right, Don. Thanks for your call. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Okay, sir. Ex-CIA official: Israel will attack Iran on its own. I came from a trip to Israel in November convinced that Israel would attack Iran. Bruce Rydell, former CIA official and senior advisor to three U.S. presidents, George W., by the way, among them, told the American Newsweek magazine in an article published Friday, citing conversations he had in Israel with officials in Mossad and the Israeli defense establishment. Rydell concluded that Israel is not going to allow its nuclear monopoly to be threatened. While some U.S. experts doubt Israelis' ability to tackle Iran alone, 400 nuclear weapons? Where's the problem? David Albright of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington was quoted by Newsweek as saying that although information on the exact location of Iran's nuclear facility is incomplete, Israel's airstrike on an alleged Syrian nuclear facility on September 6, widely discussed in foreign media outlets, could be seen as a test run for any future strike on Iran's facilities, as well as a direct warning to Tehran. Now, Rydell told the magazine his impression that Israel would venture a strike on Iran on its own was formed before the publication of the Joint U.S. Intelligence Agency's report, the National Intelligence Estimate. The NIE makes it, being a strike on Iran, even more likely, he said. Now, since the publication of the NIE, which reversed a previous American assessment by concluding that Iran halted its nuclear weapons program in 2003, leaders worldwide have been adjusting their publicity, or their publicly stated, rather, positions on the Iranian nuclear issue. Even inside the U.S., President Bush attempted some damage control by stating a day after the report's publication that Iran was dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous. Jeez. In Israel, responses to the report range from subtle criticism of the report's conclusions to outright slamming of the U.S. intelligence community's capabilities, so much so that on last Sunday's cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert instructed his ministers to refrain from commenting any further on the report. In the international scene, Russia's decision to renew fuel shipments to Iran's main nuclear facility at Bushehr was interrupted by many analysts as stemming directly from the NIE's publication. Another development possibly stemming from the report is Russia and China's hardened position on further sanctions against Tehran. In Tehran, by the way, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was quick to capitalize on the NIE, calling in an Iranian victory and demanding the United States publicly apologize for its previous bellicose stance. Rick in Nevada, you're up next. Hello, Rick.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, I just got a comment about Israel and the nuclear weapons. I think Israel is, I don't think they got any. I think it's a hoax. And maybe they're all frustrated about Iran getting it before them. You got to remember, you got to test.
Who them. Getting what before? Who getting what?
I don't think Israel has nuclear weapons. I think they got everybody thinking they have nuclear weapons. I don't think they got them.
Okay, what do you base that on?
I base that on how they operated for years. They operate by deceiving people. And if you can think you got nuclear weapons, that's all the power you need. So you got to test those things. Where have they been testing them? We have, you know, out here in Nevada, we get this huge catacombs, and we've been testing nuclear weapons for decades. Though they haven't done it for a while. But you just can't make a nuclear weapon in the late 1960s or the 70s and leave it on the shelf. Plus, when Mordecai Vanunu went out and ratted them out, I think that's a Mossad operation. If he really did that, they would have killed him. They wouldn't have put him in prison. The way they kill people over there, they would have killed him.
Rick, what do you do for a living?
That's private.
Ah. Okay.
But I'm just thinking, I've read a lot of books, okay? This is my own opinion. But I think the Mordecai Vanunu story is a Mossad operation that everybody now thinks Israel has nuclear weapons. And if he ratted out their nuclear weapons, they would have killed him. And then he let him out of prison. Next thing you know, he's over there in Pakistan talking about him messing around with the Kennedy assassination. So I don't know. I'm very suspicious that anything that comes out in the media about Israel or the Middle East. Another thing, how about what's Iran doing getting a nuclear reactor for? So some crazy maniac from Israel can steal an F-16 and blow it up? And
well, I don't know. Why don't you ask the United States government, because we first started their nuclear program.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know, but I think it's a hoax. That's my personal opinion.
All right, well, Rick, hey, we all Americans, we got one thing. We got a belly button, and we got opinions.
All right, Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. Do I doubt the veracity of Israel having nuclear weaponry? No, not for a moment. That came from too many quarters, too much conversation. Do I believe that nuclear has... well, let me put it to you this way. Do I think the United States has nuclear weapons? I'll say the same for Israel. All right? It's my position on it. At any rate, yeah. What do I want to finish up with today's program here? Oh, let me just see. Ah, the heck with it. Folks, coming up on a break here, and I get back in that short segment, we will be out of here for the balance of the evening tonight. We close our doors as soon as I get off the air, and we will be shut down for the entire Christmas Day tomorrow. We will be back here with bells on Wednesday with the regularly scheduled program. Having said that, we'll take a short break here, and, geez, I'm literally going to have the last word. All right, we'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
They railed against the crown,
bloody war and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades.
By the way, I didn't catch Russert's interview yesterday on Meet the Press. Jim Kerwin writes that watched Ron Paul's interview this morning on Meet the Press. That was interesting. I'd never seen the bullfrog, Russert, quite so determined to destroy anything. He did not refer to Paul as a dark horse or even a long shot, but he did try to use Paul's very long record of public service to try and destroy Paul's credibility. He didn't smile, didn't look into the camera, just read his little digs in an interview in rapid-fire succession. Mostly, Paul was not allowed to even finish his own sentences, the exact opposite of Russert's interview with insiders, where Russert literally finishes their sentences for them with a huge grin. Still, Ron held his own, and then some. People need to bombard Russert with demands that he treat everyone else the same way he treated Ron Paul. In fact, in those pretenders in the MSM did that, we would never have had Bush the first or his evil seed as president. So at any rate, folks, they're not going to stop the guy. I mean, they are not going to stop the guy. Even if he remains in a Republican ticket, $20 million is just the start. And there are people that are seriously eyeballing Ron Paul if he decides to make his bid for the presidency on an independent basis. They've got so much money to back this guy, it's scary. So even if Mr. Bloomberg from New York decides to come in and try to buy an election up, there's going to be as much funds available to Mr. Ron Paul. That's how much they hate the Matrix and what has been created out there. I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. Folks, I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas. As I say every year, put a little Christ back in your Christmas. You know, it isn't about the baubles and the bangles and the bells. It's about what the spirit of the season is all about. And I know, without going down that rabbit hole, you know, December 25th was not the day that Christ was born. Yes, I've heard and I know all of that. But it is a symbol that maybe will be changed in future generations in this country. But for right now, it's all we got to work with. So from all of us here at Republic Broadcasting, to all of you folks out there that have listened and supported us, that understand what the truth is and just tired of the lies and the deception and same old status quo, business as usual, we're going to kick this thing into high gear next year. I've been getting assurances from some people out there that know what I've been doing, know what this network is about, and we're going to make this a household name next year, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody in this country is going to hear of this network. And quite frankly, I've waited 15 years for this opportunity, and it hasn't come a day too soon. So with all of that, and from all of us, all the hosts, all the fine folks here that work at Republic Broadcasting Network, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And we will be back Wednesday with the regularly scheduled programming. And again, just as a program note, next Monday, which is New Year's Eve, I will have Bob Chapman on again Monday rather than Tuesday. And he can only be with us for an hour because he has obligations and another radio interview to do. So we'll only have him up for the first hour on Monday. May God bless each and every one of you out there, folks. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll see you Wednesday.